This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
We flipped things up a little bit.
We switched up, and Dori.
We are not experts.
Nope.
We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode.
Number 3.
We're back.
We are back.
Questions.
Better than ever.
Are we? I feel it.
I think so.
You know, I put on a dash of cheek color. And it just made me feel a little peppier in my step.
Yeah. You look great.
Oh, thank you. So do you. I love your whole outfit today.
Oh, thank you.
We should photograph our looks.
Oh, my God.
For ourselves.
Well, we often don't record during the day.
That's right.
And I feel fresher.
I do, too. I put on a cream deodorant today.
Ooh.
Yes, which was sent to us by Milk and Honey.
Yes.
And it smells great. And it felt good putting it on. You know, you never actually rub the product into your armpit. Where am I going with this? I don't know, but it felt good.
All right.
Felt good. Should we take a question?
Yeah, but let's just remind people how they can get in touch with us.
Sorry, I got
first,
a little excited. Take it away.
Because you can leave us a voicemail at 781-591-0390 or send us an email at forever35podcast@gmail.com and we might read it on the show.
And this question is an emailed question.
Hit me.
Subject, subscription boxes? ?
Oh, okay.
Love the pod. Have you guys ever tried subscription boxes? Birchbox started my skincare obsession. I'm moving to Sephora Play now. If you've done the box thing, what are your thoughts? Best products you've found that way? Love, a fellow skincare and self-care addict, Leah.
So, Leah, let's talk.
Let's get real.
Let's get real. I have done Birchbox.
I have too.
It was actually gifted to me.
By Birchbox?
No. By a woman who is... This is actually a great story, if I do say so myself. So a few years ago at BuzzFeed, I was editing like the essays section, and this woman sent in an essay, and she said, I'm like 74 years old or something, and I've never been published before, but I've been taking this creative writing class, and someone, I'd never heard of BuzzFeed, but someone in my class suggested that I send this in.
I'm almost crying.
And it was about having an illegal abortion in the 50s. God. And it was like this amazing essay, but you know, it needed some help. So I worked with her like really closely to edit this essay, and we published it, and it went viral.
Wow.
It was amazing. And to thank me for working with her, she got me a 6-month subscription to Birchbox.
Whoa, this is the best woman ever.
She was amazing. She came by the office and we met in person and hugged, and she was like this cute old lady. It was great. So anyway, I told you it was a great story.
Does she live in Los Angeles?
No, she lives in New York. This is when I lived in LA, but I was going back and forth to New York a lot.
I was just trying to book her as a guest.
No, I know. Diana, I think was her name. I'll link to the essay in the show notes.
Great.
So, yeah, so I tried Birchbox then, and, like, I liked it. I didn't feel compelled to continue it on my own after my gifted subscription was okay. over.
And have you done any other ones?
And I have not done any other ones, in part because when I have periodically cleaned out my medicine cabinet or, you know, my products, so many of them are samples that I never used. And whether it's from Sephora, you know, that you like get that you get with your purchase or just anything else, I don't use a ton of samples. And I found that they were just collecting. And I think I have since decided to be sort of more intentional with my samples. So if there's something that I definitely want, I will seek it out and get a sample of it and actually try it. But the whole, like, here's a bunch of stuff that we've selected for you in sample size, just for me was not working.
Yeah, I did Birchbox for a while, and I liked the idea. To me, it was like every month I get a present.
Totally.
And I liked that feeling. I found in the end, similar to your experience, that I was ending up with tons of like different eyeliners and nail polish colors that I would never use. And it was just becoming an overwhelming...
Or like stuff for curly hair. And I was like, well, that doesn't help me.
So I'm not a fan. I've never done Sephora Play. I would love to hear from listeners who use it and who might recommend it or have a positive or negative experience or any other subscription boxes.
I've actually heard good things about the Allure Beauty Box.
Allure Magazine?
Yeah, they have a beauty box.
That's cool.
I should say I haven't tried it.
Right.
But this question has come up in the Facebook group a few times.
Yeah. And I feel like I wish we were more knowledgeable on the subject.
Yeah. I mean, I just haven't tried that many because, again, I feel like I'm struggling valiantly to reduce the amount of stuff that I have.
Me too.
And so getting, even though it is, like you said, it is really fun to get this sort of like present every week. And I love getting packages. And I do like the idea of like someone choosing some stuff for me. And Birchbox especially was always so pretty. And like the box was really pretty and was packaged really nicely. But it just kind of added to my overwhelming sense of clutter.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to me. And cutting down on clutter is like one of my biggest life intentions.
Yeah.
And it really helped stopping Birchbox because I would get the stuff and I'd be like, I can't just throw this away because it just came in the mail.
Yeah.
I just was given it and I paid $10 for it. And then also, you know, I didn't have a good system of exchanging it with friends, donating it.
Yeah.
You know, there's definitely stuff you could do with products that you don't use. I just failed in that department.
Like you could join Forever 35 Swap, our Facebook group for swapping products.
Totally. And I also will say a lot of homeless shelters will take samples.
That's what we did. I did host a beauty swap that I think you came to. Did you not come to that?
I don't think I did.
Oh, maybe you came to the other thing. I did.
Come to the other thing.
I hosted a product swap a few years ago, and we donated leftovers to the Downtown Women's Center, which was like, that felt good.
I mean, it's great.
And I will also say the Birchbox website, if you're buying full-size products, they carry a lot of really nice stuff.
They do.
So that's like, and again, like just trying to be more intentional with my purchases. We talked about this in terms of clothes, but like, in terms of other things too, it's a struggle.
Yeah.
But I'm trying.
All right. I'm going to play a voicemail.
Okay, great.
Thank you for the question, Leah. Here we go.
Hey, Kate and Dory. I just want to say I love, love, love your podcast. And I'm also from the Boston area and have a 781 phone number. Very proud of that. I'm 23 years old, and I know your show is Forever 35, but I'm 23. I'm really, really into skincare products, and my friends sort of all make fun of me. But my question is it too early for me to be using anti-aging products? Like I've had some retinol products and, you know, other anti-aging things, but is it too early, or should I wait a little bit? Thank you so much, and oh, my name's Gina. Thanks.
Thank you for the question, Gina.
Gina, you better be drinking some Dunkin's right now. Listen to Jammin' 94.5. driving on the Mass Pike. Okay, that's enough with my Boston references.
You know, when my husband gets a question from someone in Boston, he then answers it in a Boston accent.
My Boston accent is so embarrassing. I thought about it. It's not good.
All right. Maybe later.
That was pretty good.
Thanks.
I do want to say two things. One, this show is forever everybody.
Yeah.
You can be 23. You can be 93. We're glad you're here. The other thing I do want to emphasize is that we're not experts, and I don't want to give you advice on anti-aging product and steer you wrong, because I'm not a dermatologist. And Dory, please weigh in. But my opinion is I don't know if it's too early, but I would tread lightly and focus more on sunscreen and moisturizer.
Yes, I agree with that. I think any time you start talking about these, I mean, retinol is pretty powerful.
Yeah.
So I would consult with a dermatologist first and foremost.
Good idea.
And, you know, you can ask them, is it damaging to use retinol? Is it pointless? Also, you know, retinol makes you much more sensitive to sun. So you should already be slathering on the sunscreen, but if you're using a retinol, you have to like really slather on the sunscreen.
Yeah.
So that's just something to be mindful of. I do think at this point, sunscreen and like maybe a night cream is the best thing. I mean, did I have a skincare routine at 23? Almost definitely.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
No, like I can't, I might have used like, I vaguely remember using like Neutrogena, that sunscreen moisturizer, I forget what it's called. Like I used that in the morning and I had like an Olay sunscreen that I use, but I didn't use serums. I didn't use retinols. I didn't use any of that stuff. Like,
I don't know if you need, I would just focus on like nourishing and juicing up that skin as opposed to like stripping it too much.
Actually, I will say one other thing.
Yes.
Don't smoke.
Yes.
Stay out of the sun.
Yes.
And drink a lot of water.
You know what's probably a better investment than retinol is a giant fucking hat. Now, yeah. I know you live in Boston. And listen, Dory and I grew up in Massachusetts. We know what the weather and the lack of sunlight is like, especially this time of year. But, and we also live in Southern California, where a big floppy hat is, everybody's got one. But protecting your face and your body from the sun, I think, is more valuable than any serum you could possibly buy.
Yeah, I agree.
And you will maybe not look like the coolest person in the world, or maybe you will.
Yeah.
Depending on your
the
look.
Hat.
Yeah, the hat. Mine is not cool. Mine's like a giant gardener's hat.
Oh.
Well, you know. But I do think, I think you, and also, yeah, definitely don't smoke and don't vape.
Yeah, don't vape. Don't do any of that shit.
Come on.
And get sleep. Get good sleep.
We sound like two moms, and I love it. Well, get some sleep.
Get
drink
some rest.
Your water.
It's but true. It's true.
Oh, my God. I think it is.
No, it is.
And I will say, if you are a skincare lover and you want to invest in something, get yourself like a luxurious night cream that's going to feel good putting on at night.
Mm-hmm.
Retinol, you know, maybe like once a week or once every other week. Maybe. Again, talk to that derm.
Yeah. I mean, they say that you do skincare like you see the results in 10 years.
Right.
So, you know, you're prepping yourself for your early 30s face and hands. You should put sunscreen
hands.
On your hands.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. We solved that, Gina. Thank you for calling.
God.
Go Red Sox. All right, Dory, I've got one more question.
Okay.
That was submitted through the website. Here it is. Dory mentioned having had laser hair removal for her bikini line. I don't know if you'd be up for talking about it. We are. On the podcast, but I know I have considered this, but wondered about price, pain, and effectiveness.
Okay. So I brought this up because I had a disgusting habit of tweezing the ingrown hairs in my bikini line to the point where they bled. And I decided that instead of trying to cure myself of this habit just on my own, I was going to take matters into my own hands and get my bikini line lasered so that I wouldn't have any more ingrown hairs and be tempted to pick them. So this was a few years ago when I still lived in New York, and I think I got like a Guilt City thing on for Bliss Spa. And I went probably like 6 times and they did my bikini line. I didn't do like a full Brazilian. I still have a bush, as you like to say.
Sorry,
Kate.
That just came out of me once and now I'm never going to go back.
It is a little bit painful. I also have, apparently I have the skin tone and the hair color that is most effective for laser hair removal if you are pale with dark skin.
Oh, I am. I've never done it.
It's like,
thought about
it's
it.
Supposed to be, it's supposed to be the easiest to get rid of. I think if you're blonde, it's harder.
Huh.
And I think until very recently, it was difficult for people of color to have successful laser hair removal because of the technology. But I've done some reading on the internet that informs me that the newer machines are better at it. I have no regrets, zero regrets. I'm so glad I did it. Every now and then again, I get like a stray hair or two and I just shave them and I don't get ingrowns anymore.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig.
Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
I want to do this so badly because I hate waxing, and I also, as I've mentioned, am a hairier person. Like, sure. I have friends who don't need to shave their bikini line. They just go out in a bathing suit.
Mm.
That's not me.
Okay.
But I wonder, like, after you get it done, can't you not be in the sun for a while? Isn't there a break?
I think that's why they suggest doing it in the winter.
I should have started in January.
Yeah.
And effectiveness wise, you're saying it's completely worked, because I've had friends who it's kind of grown back.
Yeah. I mean, I have a few stray hairs here and there, but not, they're like thinner. They're not as, it's not as crazy as it used to be. And it's not that noticeable. And if I'm like going to go out in a bathing suit, I'll just do a quick shave. But I had my skin had a really bad response to waxing. And like, when I get my upper lip waxed, I break out so badly.
Waxing hurts.
So this was just like a good solution for me. I have thought about going back for like a touch up, and I've just been lazy.
And can you talk a little bit about Price and Pain, which is what the writer
mentioned? I unfortunately don't remember how much it cost. You pay by the session. And depending on the area that you want to get lasered, it will take fewer or more sessions. Like, if it's a very small area, it's, you know, not going to take that many sessions. But I think it took about 6 sessions. It is painful, but not insane. It's uncomfortable.
How long is one, like, removal?
I want to say it was like 15 minutes.
That's not bad. And you've never had a tattoo, right?
No.
I wonder if it's a similar kind of like burning pain.
Yeah, I don't know.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
So let's say you were going on a beach vacation for a week.
Okay.
Would you need to prep your bikini? Other than that, you mentioned like shaving a stray hair away. Do you do anything else? Or you're just good to go? You're good to feel comfortable in a bathing suit at any time?
Yeah.
What a life.
I mean, I would trim.
Yeah, you'd give yourself a little buzz cut.
Give myself a little trim. Yeah. And I'd shave the sides.
Okay.
But just like there's not really that much to shave. It's like a couple stray hairs. And then I'm done.
I got to get, every year I'm like, I got to do that. And then I forget.
It's the best. I actually really want to get my underarms done.
Ooh. Just so you don't have to think about it
anymore? Well, I have a couple of ingrowns.
And are you trying to pluck them?
And I do try to pluck them, and it's disgusting.
Is the plucking more like a OCD type habit?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's like a zit. It's 100% the same thing as popping your zits.
Yeah, I get that. Feels good.
Yeah. So that's that.
Thank you I'm glad you wanted to talk about it, because I really do want to do it.
I am an evangelist for laser hair removal. I love laser hair removal.
Jeez, you hear that, everybody?
I love it. I also wanted to mention that we got someone emailed us about our first mini episode and exercise where I'd mentioned the Peloton and flywheel bikes.
Yeah.
And they told me that there is a hack whereby you buy a much cheaper stationary exercise bike, like on Amazon, for say $250.
Okay.
And then you can subscribe to Peloton or Flywheel. Like, you can subscribe to Peloton's classes.
And just watch it on like an iPad?
For $15 a month.
Oh, that's a great hack.
And also, when you buy the Peloton bike or the Flywheel bike, you still have to pay monthly for the classes.
It seems like they should give you those classes for free.
1,000% agree.
Those bikes are crazy expensive.
The bikes are expensive, and so then you're paying every month. So I was like, that is a great hack. And now we will never be sponsored by Peloton. But I'm okay with that.
Are you? I would love a free bike. Peloton, it was all Dory. All Dory. I think you're great. I don't think your thousands of dollars bikes are crazy.
Yeah.
Well, we're fucked with Peloton.
Anyway, I just wanted to share that.
That's a good tip.
Anyone wanted to do that.
That's a great tip. Thank you, Dory. Thank you, listener.
Yeah. Thank you, listener.
All right. We have a voicemail. Give it a call, 781-591-0390. And please, you can also email us questions at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And as always, the show is hosted and produced by us, Dory Shafrir and Kate Spencer, and produced and edited by Sammy Junio. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening.